morning. I'm Tad. Good morning, Drex.
Blessings.
Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
You guys ever interact with nature?
What do you mean by interact?
Yeah. Well, I know you've got your game cameras.
Yes, right. And my window where I've got like the little bird feeders that are suction cupped to the window so that the birds come right to us.
Speaking of birds, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
There are certain birds that actually are able to recognize a face, apparently.
What?
Yeah, I think crows are one of those, right?
Crows, magpies, pigeons, robins, mockingbirds, and jackdaws. But I don't even know what a jackdaw is. This is according to the Infonets. But crows, I feel like, are the scariest ones because they can be the most aggressive. And if they're aggressive toward you, maybe by accident, or people are aggressive toward them, they will remember you. And I even think they're like, I don't know, years later, they will remember you. They will remember that you were mean to them. So
and
you don't want to be
mean
to a crow.
Yeah.
You're saying that they can recognize a face, meaning they can use that for negative purposes, not a positive. This person gives out food.
Oh, no, they will remember positive things, too. But the negative stuff, like, they'll remember who messed with them, and they will come back and try and mess with you back.
There's vindictive birds?
Yeah.
Are you freaking out right now?
I mean, that's a little... wouldn't you be? They can fly overhead.
I'm always nice to birds as a result of this.
I'm going to start being nice to birds.
I would fear for anybody just finding out about this now. Yeah. Because one day you're walking down the street, suddenly a bird comes down, pokes you in the eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what was that about? Turns out it was something from when you're 5 years old. You didn't even realize you were doing it. You were mean to a bird. They've been holding a grudge ever since.
Or what if it was like your celebrity doppelganger was mean to a bird? And it's like, is that Heath Ledger? Is it? And they died.
Exactly.
This is terrifying news.
So, reason I bring this up is a buddy of mine was telling me the other night that he was sitting outside, which I don't know why you sit outside this heat.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
But heard two owls communicating with each other and started making owl sounds. And he is convinced that he was able to manipulate those other two birds.
Conversation.
So he was, you know, it was like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
And then those birds. And I said, dude, you got yourself involved in an owl thruple.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You now have a little love triangle with these owls around your neighborhood.
Yeah, they're going to be out there waiting to hear that hooty hoo.
I feel like they could come on Forgive and Forget. Because it's just a total different story between the two owls. Well, you said this. I never said that. But it was the guy, yeah.
Exactly. Thank you for attending my TED Talk.
Want to win Kara's money? Play Are You Smarter Than Kara every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35 for a chance to take $100 of her money.
Woo, all right.
Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings on B98.5. Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It's Victoria and Villarica. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Absolutely. Please get out.
I'm gone, Victoria. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's the nicest way I've been kicked out ever.
I know. Very pleasant. What do you do for a living?
I'm an assistant pre-K teacher, so we're just getting prepared to go back.
Already? Oh, my God.
My wife is an assistant pre-K teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's what the grade is. We don't talk.
You guys don't talk about that kind of stuff? Like,
So Kara's going to stand outside the studio. I'll ask you five trivia questions and bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one, Luke Bryan. Donated $5 million to fund a new wing at a Nashville area hospital. Luke Bryan is a judge on what reality show?
American Idol.
Number two, AC/DC's Back in Black album has now been certified 26 times platinum. Who wears an AC/DC shirt on Beavis and Butthead? Like Beavis or Butthead?
Beavis or Butthead. And I grew up watching Beavis and Butthead. We'll go with Butthead.
Butthead. Number three, Shrek 5 has been given a release date of July 1st, 2025. In those movies, Shrek marries Princess...
Fiona.
Number four, Viola Davis teaming up with James Patterson to produce a new novel. Viola was nominated for an Academy Award for her role in what 2011 movie?
I have no idea.
Okay. Finally, number five, Post Malone and Taylor Swift have released an acoustic version of their song Fortnite. How many days in a fortnight?
How many days? Oh. Is it 14?
Bringing Kara back in.
All right, our friend Victoria in Villa Rica just slipped up on one question.
I felt like Victoria was buying time on some of those, and I'm like, would she cheat? Would a teacher cheat?
Never.
Absolutely not.
How dare I?
I'm a critical thinker. I like to take time to think about my answers.
Kara, are you ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, what reality show is Luke Bryan on?
American Idol.
Victoria said that 1-1.
Question two, who wears an AC/DC shirt? Beavis or Butthead?
I think Butthead wears the AC/DC.
It was fun to hear Victoria, a pre-K teacher, say the word Butthead multiple times. All right, 2-2.
Question three, Shrek is married to Princess who?
Fiona.
All right, 3-3.
Number four, Viola Davis was nominated for an Academy Award for her role in what 2011 movie?
The Help.
That's the right answer. That's the one Victoria missed. All right, 4-3.
And number five, how many days is a fortnight?
14.
2 weeks. That's what Victoria said. But final score this morning, a great game, 5-4. Victoria and Villa Rica, are you smarter than Kara?
No, I am not smarter than Kara.
Kara, your new record, 1,825 wins, 57 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Victoria.
That is okay. I got 4 out of 5, so I'm happy.
Yes, no cash, but you get 4 tickets to Stone Mountain Park to enjoy summer at the Rock. Anybody else can buy their tickets and book their stay at stonemountainpark.com. Have a great time.
Oh, thank you so much.
I really wish we could have gotten you that money because I know you would have spent the $100 on number two Ticonderogas all day.
Yes, always on the kids, never on myself. Always the kids.
God love you. Thanks for being a teacher, Victoria.
For sure. Yes, thank you.
Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sun and clouds, not as humid today with a high about 90. 75 now in McDonough. What's going on, Kara?
Tell you who that A-list actor that Kelly Clarkson would like to shoot her shot with is in just a second. But have you guys ever dreamed about what you'll do or where you'll go when you retire?
Yeah, I play golf every single day, Kara. And then my wife will say, there's no way you're just going to play golf every day during retirement. I'm like, watch me.
I'm an old man with a 2-year-old. I will never retire.
Aww. My husband's grandmother was 107 when she passed away, and she lived in the coolest retirement home to the point where we're both sitting here like thinking, how are we going to get into this place when
really?
It's our time? Yeah, like they would bring in live entertainment and have cocktail hours, and there was an amazing dining room that served breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you could have pets, and they were these cool little personal suites.
Is it the Villages down in Florida?
No, it was called Allegro, and it was in St. Augustine, but Florida still.
But yeah. I bet they were definitely hooking up with each other, though.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. Yeah. There was lots of scandals.
Highest incidences not the cleanest place.
Well, we may not be there quite yet, but Taco Bell wants to give us a taste of what the golden years could look like. On August 17th and 18th, they're going to be opening up the Cantinas in San Diego. It's open exclusively to Taco Bell Rewards members, but for $150, you'll get overnight accommodations, full access to all amenities, recreation, dining, and entertainment.
Is this a Taco Bell retirement community?
Inspired? Yes, they say it's here for a good time, not a long time. So it's a limited opportunity.
Drex selling his golf clubs for unlimited 7-layer burritos.
All day. That's the only thing that trumps golf is tacos.
So when you've gone through a really messy divorce, it's natural to be hesitant about jumping back into the dating world. Mm-hmm. And Kelly Clarkson is no exception. But she is said to be crushing really hard on an A-list celebrity. And he just so happens to be one of Hollywood's most eligible bachelors, Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner?
Yeah, so people noticed the pair had some instant chemistry when he made an appearance on her show back at the end of June, and she made it known to his inner circle that she'd like to go out on a date if he's game.
There's a big age difference there, right?
There's a pretty big age difference, but they're both fresh out of some not-so-great relationships, so it just may work out.
He's 69, she's 42.
Yeah.
That's not terrible. I mean,
I'm not going to say anything.
Right. But it seems like he's very much sought after? And is it because, like, he's kind of this rugged man's man kind of thing? Is that the allure? Because my wife is super into him.
I think a lot of people believe that these actors that they see that are really involved in some of these roles, like his Yellowstone role and his new movie Horizon, where it's like they just feel like that's who they are in real life, too.
Okay.
Like they
but
don't
that's
understand.
Not the case.
No, they don't understand that they're actors.
Look at him on the red carpet. He looks like a fancy pants, right?
Right. I mean,
not John Dutton.
Right. I lost a girlfriend in college. She was in a production of Our Town opposite Matt McLean, and they were lovers in the Our Town in this play. She couldn't tell the difference between real, like, Matt McLean is too handsome. He would never want anything to do with her. She was dating me. Like, this is not. But she broke up with me because she thought maybe there was a chance with this guy.
She fell in love with the character?
Yeah. I mean, it happens a lot, I think.
You want to talk about the most depressing breakup for me? Like, my girlfriend broke up with me for a chance with a guy that was all handsome.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Oh, Larry. You wake up at your buddy's house with 20 missed calls from your wife.
20?
Yeah.
What happened?
Not a good look.
Definitely not.
My buddy Pat, he's going through a divorce right now. And I'm trying to be there for him. And he's kind of, I guess he's just sort of sowing his oats. You know, he's out there living the single life again. Mm-hmm. And I am not single.
Well, you guess he's out there living the single life. What have you been up to, Larry? Mm-hmm. You tell me.
Joining him for those, those moments of the single life. Yeah. And it came to a head recently, as you know, because what I emailed y'all. But we went to a Braves game and I had too much to drink. And I couldn't get an Uber to save my life. Mm-hmm. And so next thing you know, I'm waking up on Pat's couch with all these missed calls from my wife. I couldn't get an Uber, you know? I don't know if you've ever tried to get an Uber after the game, but...
Tad, you're looking at me a little confused. I did have some friends who went, because last weekend it was really busy, 4th of July. They had to wait an hour and a half for an Uber.
Okay.
So I guess it was like a long... We're just trying to substantiate
Larry's story.
I'm just
saying, there's no Ubers at Truist Park after a Braves game? Well, sounds suspicious.
And was your buddy Pat drinking? I would assume so. So how did you guys get to Pat's house?
He's renting an apartment in the Battery. So.
Oh, well, why would you even plan on if that's the case? You should have told your wife ahead of time, hey, I'm going to stay at his house. That would have been the move, dude. Come on. Larry, you're better than that.
I had no idea that he would get that many drinks. Again, he's living the single life, so beers just kept on appearing.
Oh, he was the only one drinking?
No, we both were. We both were.
You sound like Larry's wife, Marie, right now.
You know what is so funny is that I've been on the other side of this, so I really want to nail Larry on this, because I know what it's like to get nailed on things like this.
I think his wife is already nailing him. That's why he's calling us.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 missed calls. I can't imagine what the conversation was like when you woke up and you were like, oh, crap.
So what's the issue here now? Your wife is, where is she at?
Royally pissed at me. I've been sleeping on the couch. She, you know, she doesn't want me hanging out with him anymore if this is how it's going to be.
Don't blame her.
But Kara, it's his buddy who's going through a divorce. He needs a little bit of guy time.
Yeah, but he's also a grown man who could call his wife and give her the heads up that he's wasted and not going to make it home.
Think about Pat. Just got divorced, gets himself a bachelor pad at the Battery. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't want to latch onto that, Larry? I kind of understand. Does he have kids?
No, he doesn't have kids.
Even better.
Oh, gosh. Do you have kids?
Yeah, we have a 3-year-old.
Even worse.
Yeah.
My buddy Kevin one time said I'd stayed over at somebody's house, kind of similar situation, couldn't get it. Well, it was too cheap to buy an Uber.
Sure.
At that hour, surge pricing. He said, that's not very fatherly of you.
Oh.
Again, Dad, you're starting to sound like my wife here.
Right. Speaking of your wife, let's get her on the phone during the next song, and we're going to help you try to get forgiveness, okay?
Sounds good.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Larry went to a Braves game with his buddy Pat, who's a divorcee. Larry's married, used to be happily married, with a 3-year-old child at home, and he wakes up on his buddy's couch at the Battery with 20 missed calls from his wife, Marie, who we are calling right now. She's not going to know you're on the line, Larry.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Marie. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm okay.
We heard that your husband had a late night the other night at the Braves game.
Oh, really? Did you hear that? Oh, that's interesting.
We did. We did.
Sorry, I am not happy with my husband right now.
I understand that he missed 20 calls. His buddy Pat's a divorcee.
I could have come and picked him up after the Braves game, but he never called, and that's because he wasn't at that game. There's someone else.
Okay, let's get Larry on the phone. Larry is calling because he was looking for your forgiveness. He says you're not talking to him. He's been on the couch for several days. Larry, were you at the Battery? Were you at the Braves game?
100%. I have pics from the game. You know I was at the game.
I just have a hard time believing you. It's not just this one Braves game, but you've been spending all this time with Pat when you know nothing about how or why his marriage ended.
Why would I know how and why his marriage ended?
You have no info. You're like, I don't know.
So, Marie, are you insinuating that you don't even think, not only is Larry not getting this information from Pat, but he's not even with Pat? Like, he's with his mistress?
It just doesn't make sense. Does that
mistress?
Make sense to you guys? It doesn't make sense.
Hold up, babe. We're guys. When we go out, we don't talk about that stuff. Like, we're honestly just drinking beers, watching the game, and talking crap.
I think this is all about, Marie, you want the gossip. Is that true?
I mean, that's part of it, but if there really wasn't something else going on, then I feel like he would be sharing some details with me. I'm sure they've talked a little bit if he's really there as his support system. I can't believe that just because you're a guy, I think that's just he's making an excuse.
But that's just not how we help each other. We help each other by taking his mind off of it. I'm not taken there to be his therapist.
This boils down to one thing, and I want to open up the phones at 404-741-0985. Is it possible that Larry has been spending all this time with his buddy Pat at Braves games, sleeping on his couch, and these two men have not discussed Pat's divorce, Pat's split from his wife, any of it?
Not only didn't discuss it, don't care. Larry, you don't care, do you?
Not really, dude. Yeah. Like, I got my own problems.
Larry, did those pictures that you took, you said you took some pictures at the game, are they of you?
They're not. No, they're just general pictures of the field and, like, yeah, the game.
Ooh, convenient. Just the field.
That's another thing guys don't do. We're not taking selfies at the ball game.
You drugs think that these men could have gone to a Braves game, spent all this time with each other. He's helping them sow his wild oats. They've never once discussed.
I can't tell you how many times I've played golf with a buddy who was recently divorced, and the conversation goes like this. Hey, bud, sorry to hear about that. Yeah, it stinks. I wish it would have worked out differently.
Four.
All right.
That's it?
That's it.
I call nonsense. I talk to my friends. What happened? Is everything all right? Do you want to talk about it? I would at least know why they were going through a divorce or what the issues were.
Would the person be open? They would want to discuss it with you?
I think it depends on the friend. Like, if it's a close friend, then yeah, they would discuss it. If it's just like, you know, a casual hangout buddy, probably not.
I guess my friends are not Neanderthals.
There's that.
Yeah, I mean, I've never given the face of, like, I want to hear more information, you know? Not once has a guy ever been like,
you've never wanted to know the deets. Like, you've never wanted to know the inside, what's going on with
somebody else's
business?
No, I don't care. That's none of my business.
Oh, come on.
This is the guy, Kara, who doesn't even follow either of us on Instagram. He doesn't know what's going on in our lives.
Because I'm
not interested.
Because I want to hear about it on the radio.
Self-absorbed. Unbelievable.
That is true, though, too.
404-741-0985. How many people call BS on all this? We're just talking about, is it possible for guys to be friends and hang out and do things together without really even having a serious conversation? Because on Forgive and Forget earlier this morning, we do it every weekday morning at 7 o'clock. We talked to Larry, who's hanging out with his buddy, who's divorced, just got an apartment at the Battery.
Mm-hmm.
They spent the entire night together. The story Larry was giving his wife is that he fell asleep on his buddy's couch.
Mm-hmm.
His wife says, no, you're cheating. And the reason I know that is because I asked you about their lives, about the reason behind the divorce,
mm-hmm.
what happened in the relationship.
Is he seeing anybody right now? Yeah.
And you had no answers, Larry. Mm-hmm. Larry said, because we're guys.
Yeah.
Do Do you buy that? You do, Drex, because you hang out with...
Yeah, I mean, I played golf with buddies who were divorced, and the conversation was, hey, man, everything going okay? Yeah, it stinks. I wish it would have ended better, differently. All right, you're up. You're next to play. That's it. That's the extent of it. And I think it, you were talking about, is it possible for guys and all that stuff? I think when guys want to hang out and have that bonding time, it's just being together. With women, it's about talking and learning
emotions
and emotion and all
what's
that stuff.
Going on,
so I think
it's a
physical kind of being closeness for guys, and then it's a talking emotional for women.
I don't think your golf buddies are your real friends.
I agree with that. If you guys don't discuss like serious issues and things that are going on with your life, I think that's something that you do with a close friend. I think that's something guys particularly do with close friends. If they're just acquaintances, of course, you're not going to divulge everything or bring down the mood. You're playing golf, doing whatever.
Yeah, what about Sweet Dave? Yeah, would you ask Sweet Dave if he went through a divorce?
It's his birthday today. Happy birthday to the Sweet Prince, aww, the debutante of Dunwoody, actually. if he wanted to talk about that, yes, but we like to talk about other things. He likes to talk about the relationship with his dad, or he'll talk about, he and I own an insurance company. We talk about that a lot. So there's different things to talk about. It doesn't necessarily have to be negative about divorce and all that.
It's very superficial. Yeah. I talked to him. If my friend was going through something, I'd be there for them.
100%.
What if they don't want that? What if that's not what they want
you for? Well, that's up to them, but I'd certainly ask.
Because you're nosy.
No. It's not about being nosy. It's about making sure that your friend is okay.
It's what
friends really do.
You just have all these superficial things in your life. You need to delve deeper. Your country club buddies, you guys are out there taking your shirts off, talking about your watches and the golf cart's broken. Oh, I got too much money. I don't know what to do.
Being shirtless with a bunch of dudes is superficial. If that's not emotional, then I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Anna and Dahlonega just talking about this forgive and forget from earlier. You call BS on Larry's story. Doesn't talk to his friend about his divorce.
Forgive and forget, because I'm telling you right now, you're going to try to dissect this thing, and it's going to lead to more arguments. Just really rethink your strategy. Do you want to, get over it? And you need to stop hanging around with divorced guys. You're a young man, and you want to, be there for them and stuff, but you like that, too.
Oh, he's benefiting. I could imagine it's like, hey, check out this picture of this new chick I'm dating. Larry's right? Like, woo!
Oh, so you're saying Larry just likes the hang. Larry's just looking for an excuse to hang out and have some fun at the Battery and relive the single life. Michael in Atlanta.
Yes.
You call BS on the wife?
Yes. She's more into the gossip. That's why she's not believing her husband, because her inner drama side wants the gossip of what's going on. And guys, we hang out to just hang out. We don't hang out to talk about our problems.
You want the tea.
Of course we want the tea. Like, there's a reason, especially if our husband is going to be hanging out with this guy all the time. Why did they break up? Was it because the husband was stepping out on the wife? Was it the husband's behavior that was doing something crazy that's going to rub off on my husband?
Well, these things are contagious, are they not?
I love how, Tad, you and I are now in trouble.
I don't know what it is about women.
Drex, I remember a while ago you were concerned that divorce was contagious.
Yeah, a little bit. It was a couple years ago. My wife it happened like boom, boom, boom. Like three women in her girls group all in a row within probably 2 or 3 months of each other. Boom, divorce, divorce, divorce. And then she started hanging out with that divorce crew and coming home late and acting uncharacteristic of herself because she would never really do that. And I'm like, am I next?
What is going on?
Are these other three women now talking to my wife about, you need to get out. Life is so much better now that I'm single and I dropped that baggage.
So maybe Larry's wife was more upset about that, the fact that he's living this new lifestyle. And in his lifestyle is a form of cheating. Like, you're out there, you're having fun times. You got a three-year-old at home.
Yeah.
And maybe worried that, he's going to get a taste of the single life. And if divorce truly is contagious, that he's just going to leave her.
And the fact that Larry and his friend are not talking about the downside of it.
Right.
Yeah. All he's seeing is just the fun, happy stuff.
Yeah.
Amy and Griffin, you think divorce is contagious?
I don't think it's contagious, but I do think that the environment has a lot to do with your lifestyle. If my friends are going out partying, blah, 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 they're all single. If, you know, if I'm on stage in my life where I still want to do that, then that would have something to do with my action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. I wonder if we have anybody listening who this actually happened to. Like, you were going along fine in your marriage, and then, you know, somebody's friend got divorced. Next thing you know, you're divorced.
It's got to be out there.
404-741-0985. You want to join the conversation? If you don't have time to talk, leave us a message on the B98.5 app with the open mic. We're exploring whether or not divorce is contagious.
I mean, marriage is contagious. If you look at it, people start graduating college and all your college friends start mm-hmm. getting married, and then, you know, you want to get married. So I wonder... Yeah, does it work in the same way?
Oh, my gosh. You just brought me back to my 20s. My girlfriend at the time, granted, we dated for, I think it was 5-6 years, hadn't proposed, but all of her friends started getting married, mm-hmm. and then the pressure started. Yep. Like, when are we going to get married? When are we going to marry?
You go to the friends' weddings, and you're, wow, this is magical. I want this.
But then when you're... you know, girlfriend is trying to wear you down to get married, it makes it difficult because you have to go big on the proposal
right.
because you don't want them feeling like, oh, the only reason I'm asking you to marry me is because I'm tired of you nagging me about getting married.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about the opposite thing,
yeah.
divorce. So one of your friends gets divorced, you get a taste of the single life and you go, yeah, I'm on board with this. Is that a real thing, Doug and Marietta, speaking from experience?
Oh, very much so. I'm a perfect example of how it's contagious.
Oh, wow.
Last year, she started hanging out with a couple of friends going through a divorce. Huh. 3 or 4 months later, after going out with them to dinner to talk, I get served with divorce papers as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So this is a thing, then?
It's called divorce clustering.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. It's got a name.
So your wife was hanging out with a lady who was getting divorced and convinced her to move to the dark side?
Oh, yeah. And it's like, girl, we could do this every night if you weren't, you know, didn't have that guy. And, you know, this is how mine started. And this is so much fun. If you didn't have that baggage, we could go out and have fun.
What?
Baggage? I don't want to be baggage.
Well, you're Louis Vuitton baggage. What do you say it was called? Divorce clustering?
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually a scientific thing that's called divorce contagion, and they've done studies about this, and people are actually 75% more likely to get divorced if a friend, close family member, somebody close in their inner circle has gotten a divorce and is going through it.
I'm just realizing, I think, you know, my dad always blamed my mom's best friend Annette for their divorce.
Was Annette divorced?
I just realized Annette was, she was still, the reason I forgot is because she was still living with her ex-husband, but they were going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom left my dad, which my dad was cheating on my mom at the time. So maybe in that case, it was less like we're going out enjoying this lifestyle. And it was more of like her best friend saying, you shouldn't put up with this,
mm-hmm.
giving her the strength to carry on while showing like, you can do this.
Right.
You can be single and I'll be there to support you.
Right.
So it doesn't always have to be like Johnny's Hideaway.
Yeah.
Then that's probably got a lot to do with it, too, is that maybe you're scared to get divorced, but then that person who's already divorced, like you said, I'll be your support system. You won't
right.
be alone.
Like one set of footsteps in the
yeah.
sand, I'll carry you through this. Does anybody feel like getting divorced right now? Just curious, just checking in on you. Tad Rex and Kara Show discussing whether or not divorce is contagious. And I guess it is because one guy called it divorce clustering and somebody else called it divorce contagion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing we're learning. Dakota Douglasville.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely contagious. My wife's friends started to get divorced and then we ended up almost getting divorced. We ended up kindling it back, barely.
It makes sense because the one woman who gets divorced talks about, oh, it's so wonderful, I don't have to deal with his dirty laundry right next to the camper, and I don't have to worry about all the nonsense.
They start bringing other guys around and going to the bars and doing all that extra stuff in their life, so I feel like the other one wants to do the same thing. So
and it feels good. Attention from a stranger feels good. Everybody agrees with that.
Yeah.
It's fun in the beginning, and then you know, after, you know, so long, it's just you're back into the same thing as you was your marriage, and then you want your marriage back. Mm-hmm.
I wonder how different it would be, like, okay, let's say you go hang out with a friend who's recently divorced, and you see them living this new lifestyle, but then maybe fast forward a year or a year and a half, it's probably totally different. The dust kind of settles, and they're dealing with a lot of stuff.
Every relationship has the salad days where everything is fun and exciting and new and fresh, and you're learning about each other. And then that's why they say it's the 7-year itch, because that's about the amount of time it takes for you to tell all of your stories and for your lady to be tired
of you. You're not funny anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly when it happened to us, around 7 years.
That's why I was saying to Drex, we were talking about that wife swap a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know, you don't want, forget about my wife, because my wife, I could have a group of women standing around me eating out of the palm of my hands, and there's one person with a frowny face, and that's her. She's like, oh, this nonsense again.
And is the hope that those friends grab your wife and they're like, wow, you found a prince.
They say it all the time to her, and she just rolls her eyes.
You take him.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate the conversation. It feels healthy.
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sun and clouds, not as humid today. Just lovely. 75 now in Suwannee. What's going on, Kara?
Tell you about this outrageous kids party trend that you may want to be looking out for in just a second. But looks like Ariana Grande is clapping back at haters that are criticizing her over the way that she speaks. She was on Penn Badgley's podcast when fans were quick to point out a sudden change in her speaking voice when it all of a sudden shifts.
That's the only thing I thought. That's how I felt. I was like, what has happened? But yeah, I've been writing a lot, and maybe there's some more, but I would like to do a deluxe at some point.
Right then, she made that switch?
Uh-huh, pretty quick like that.
There was nothing done in post-production there? Because it sounds like her voice was altered.
No.
Could you play that one more time?
That's the only thing I thought. That's how I felt. I was like, what has happened? But yeah, I've been writing a lot, and maybe there's some more, but I would like to do a deluxe at some point.
Oh my gosh, is she sucking on a helium balloon?
No, she says that the varying inflections are for her vocal health and that she does it intentionally depending on how much she's been singing. She's been in character as Glinda the Good Witch in Wicked for such a long time, and she's always done this, but she also points out that there's a major double standard that when male actors unintentionally stay in character after filming something, nobody says anything, but just with her speaking regularly, people are going crazy about it.
Play me some audio of an actor who's speaking like this and then starts talking like this. That just never happens.
Austin Butler, when he played Elvis, he stayed in that Elvis character for all kinds of red carpet interviews for months afterwards.
He was talking like Elvis.
He had worked so hard to get that twang that Elvis had. It's just part of being an actor.
All right. You get a pass, Ariana. We're sorry.
So we've all seen those crazy, lavish kids' parties that we know had to cost an arm and a leg. It's absolutely ridiculous. But there's this new trend that is taking that to the next level. We've heard of gift registries for weddings and even divorces, but now the kids' parties are getting in on the actions. Parents are sending out QR codes with lists to children's gift registries. And these kids aren't wanting, like, the regular old Barbie or Fireman, Spider-Man, whatever. They want the big dollar items, designer goods, expensive perfumes and skincare,
Stanley cups, giant toys,
Stanley cups, and more.
My kid has a revolving list of things that he asks for. Do you have this with your daughter where it's like she just like has her list of things, and then when you finally give in and get whatever it is that she's begging for, she replaces it with something new?
Mm-hmm. And like, it's always a higher dollar amount than what just fell off the list.
Been wearing us out with this Mr. Beast burger. Apparently, you can order on Grubhub or one of these services a Mr. Beast burger. Here's the catch. It's
$18. $18.
And you don't know where it comes from. Like, there are partnerships with restaurants.
Like ghost kitchens, kind of, or...
So you don't know where the burger is coming from for $18?
So it could be like a Burger King burger that could be from anywhere. Costs $3 that's now $18.
So the, you asked like if my daughter does that. It's similar. So I think little boys, right, have their list and they go down the list. My daughter will start with a big ticket ask. And I'm like, get out of here. And then she'll follow it up with one that's half. And I'm like, well, I guess that's not that bad.
Oh.
That's the difference between boys and girls. Uh-huh. She's manipulating the system.
Like what you hear?
Yes.
Yes. Listen live to Tad, Drex, and Kara weekday mornings from 5 to 10.
Did you guys see that new documentary Andrew McCarthy did, Bratz?
Gosh, I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard some great things.
Those guys were really traumatized by the fact they were called the Brat Pack.
Oh, it's about the Brat Pack, like Breakfast Club and all that stuff. Uh-huh. Okay.
And about the trauma of being called the Brat Pack. Like, it ruined them and it grouped them together. They felt like they couldn't go out for any other roles.
You can dry your tears with your money.
So I thought, you know, one of the greatest things about 80s movies is all the songs that came out of these 80s movies. So let's see how many of these you remember. It's Beat Shazam. I've got six songs. We're going to go back and forth.
Okay.
You get 5 seconds. The first 5 seconds of the song. I want the artist and title. If you got the movie, that's even better.
Oh, geez.
Kara, are you ready?
I guess. That's Simple Minds, Don't Forget About Me.
I'm going to give that to you. Don't you forget about me. But who are we to... That is correct. Don't you forget about me. All right, so Kara is on the board. Drex, are you ready for your first song?
I'm ready.
Songs from 80 movies. By the way, that was from Breakfast Club 1980, if everybody knows that. Here we go.
Waiting for the
g-dish. I know.
Is that Survivor and Eye of the Tiger?
It is, sir.
Rocky.
Actually, Rocky 3, which came out in 1982, believe it or not.
Rocky 3 was in 82?
Yes, they were just churning those movies out.
Were you born in 82?
I was born in 83.
Oh, gosh.
Shush. Next song, Kara.
That's Dolly Parton, 9 to 5, it from 9 to 5.
Is. Working 9 to 5. 1980. Just saw a local production of that.
Oh, really?
Like some friends were in, yeah. And
was
she
it
didn't
good?
Know it was. She didn't know it was a movie. You want to talk about like? I was born in. Yeah, she was born in. Didn't ever hear about 9 to 5 before. Drex, your turn. It's 2-1. Kara's in the lead.
Is that, I get the Kennys mixed up, Danger Zone, Highway to the Danger Zone. Is that Kenny Loggins?
It is, not Chesney, it's Loggins. Top Gun 1986. All right, final round, the toughest round of Beat Shazam. It could all come down to this, Kara.
That's the Beach Boys' Kokomo.
Kokomo, correct. And just in case we need a tiebreaker, I need you to tell me the movie and the year.
Cocktail and 87?
Okay, it was 88, but you said 87. So Drex will have to give us the artist, the title, the name of the movie, and the year the movie came out exactly.
Okay. Oh,
to break the tie, here's the song, Drex.
I believe that is Huey Lewis and his News, and is that The Power of Love?
The Power of Love is correct. The movie, sir.
You're not going to get it. I have no clue.
What movie that's from.
Mm-mm.
I think I know.
Go ahead.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, 1985. How could you?
Come on.
Kara with another victory.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.